when she left last June after less than 18 months on the job, we thought it was important to, you know, answer the question of why, you know, was the director of this brand new center gone so quickly? And we finally got what seems to be a full picture of at least what Eastern Kentucky University found. And they found a variety of financial and personal mismanagement of the center on the part of its director, Deborah Hoskins. It's important to note that, you know, this was not a police or court investigation. This was an internal university investigation. Ms. Hoskins does dispute a lot of the allegations, but there is a pervasive amount of material in these documents. Everything from how customer information was handled to how the center dealt with artists that came in there and just general internal financial matters at EKU to the way she handled student workers and what kind of environment was created at the center during that first year.
You only get one shot at a first impression, and of course they're off to a rocky start now at the EKU Center for the Arts. What's this done to the center? How is this shaping its ability to do business in Central Kentucky?
Well, this and in fact, one thing that often is kind of missed in this story or is sort of a footnote is that Hoskins was actually the second director of the EKU Center for the Arts, that there was another director who came in and left well before the center even opened. So, you know, to have already have be looking for your third director in such a short period of time, you know, I don't think anybody would define that as a good start. It also, the way this particular incident went down, put portions of its community operations board and the university in dispute with each other for about 6 months or so to determine who exercised real authority over the director of the center. You know, so that has held up the beginning of its search for a new director. Now, talking to the people at the center who are kind of overseeing it right now, they say they're doing fine. They're having a good season. They're booking acts for next year, and they feel like things are going well. So if they've been able to right the ship in that way and they get a new director in, this may all be forgotten in a few years. But the EKU Center is one of the major performing venues in Central Kentucky, and this certainly is not the way they wanted to open it.
Let's return to your normal beat, covering cultural events here in Central Kentucky. The Bluegrass Youth Ballet, they have a new production out this weekend of The Little Mermaid.
They do, and this is an original production of The Little Mermaid, and they wanted to bring this story to the stage. And one fun thing that they're doing is they're doing a bit of a trade-off with Vivian and Larry Snipes of the Lexington Children's Theater. They're going to make an appearance in this show, and the director of the youth ballet, Adelie Korn, is going to make an appearance in one of their upcoming shows. So that's been kind of a fun little subtext to this production. But it's, you know, the great Hans Christian Andersen story put in a new interpretation there.
Balagula Theater, it's presenting what you describe as a great play. It comes out of Louisville. It's Top Dog Underdog, and it takes place early next week.
Yeah, I got to see, this is one of those shows that I, you know, it's always fun to be able to see. You saw the original Broadway production, but I saw this way back in the early OOs on Broadway with Jeffrey Wright and Mo Steff playing the roles in this two-person play, directed by George C. Wolfe, a Frankfurt native who was just once again nominated for a Tony Award this week for directing Lucky Guy. But Top Dog Underdog is a Pulitzer Prize-winning drama. It's a kind of comic drama, very dark tale about two black men living in New York City and trying to make it. And there's a lot of very strong social commentary in it. The writer of the play, Susan Laurie Parks, is a Fort Knox native. And like I said, she's gone on to win the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, MacArthur Genius Grant, and many, many other accolades. So this is a real chance to see the work of a native Kentuckian on stage.